Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Charles Feldman, and I'm with Dr. Katie Rosenbaum. Doctor, thanks for being with us. Let's talk about what seems to be a different kind of a pandemic, if you will, that perhaps is because of the COVID pandemic, and that is children, school-age children, who are not going to school in increasing numbers. Why is that?
I think there are so many reasons rolled into one. We've kind of got the perfect storm of situations here, but I like to boil it down to two key things. And the first is the impact that the stress and the adversity and the increase in mental health problems during COVID has had a lasting effect on our abilities to manage our stress. So that's number one, and I can talk more about that. The second thing is we really, during that time, got disconnected from school. And so the same way you're seeing adults who have started not going into work and doing hybrid work kind of situations, we stopped having a habit of getting up every morning and going to school and thinking that that was just the way our days went. Instead, we learned school is optional and we can stay at home.
So,
and that's
so,
not a good long-term solution.
So there are really two parties, maybe more, but at least two primary parties to blame, if I'm hearing you correctly. One, the kids themselves, but two, especially if they're young children, the parents who are supposed to be the ones to motivate their kids, maybe even force them, if you will, to go to school.
Well, yeah, I think that's true in some ways, but I think it's complicated because the parents themselves are stressed and overwhelmed, and the students are experiencing significantly more anxiety than they did before. And the more we avoid something, the more our anxiety increases. And when we experience anxiety, we do one of two things, usually. We fight back. So that's where our behavior problems in schools are coming from. Or we experience flight, or we run away from it. We try to avoid it. And so we want to stay at home. At the same time, we've got schools where the teachers and staff are experiencing anxiety and stress. They are less likely to be present. So when you do get kids to school, they're going to experience maybe a substitute teacher, maybe their classmates are having more behavior problems. So then it's unclear whether going to school is going to help them through the day, or is going to feel worse at the end of the day.
So
parents are in a difficult position.
Right. But it also is almost a quintessential vicious cycle, isn't it? Because
yes,
the more kids are out of school, the more they miss, and then the more they become tense when they're back in the classroom. So they're more prone to want to miss more school. How does this cycle, if you will,
yes,
how do we break it?
Yes. Okay, I'm going to tell you two things that I think are important. The first is we need to reconnect with schools. We need to really be focusing on rebuilding relationships with teachers and with classmates so that students regain that ability to collaborate with one another, to get along with their friends, to calm down when they're upset, to experience stress and move through it successfully. They're going to need a lot of adult support to do that. And we've got to make it a focus of what we're doing every day. And the second thing is we have to make that norm expected again. We need students in school. They learn better in school. We're not going to have the same academic outcomes if we don't get students back in person.
But let me ask you something, and I know, you know, people don't like to give up easily on things, especially when we're talking about kids, but we're now a couple of years post the real sort of zenith, if you will, of the pandemic. And this is a problem that is still existing. There's no indication that it's getting better. Perhaps it's getting worse. I mean, do we end up having an entire generation of kids that are never going to get back into that I got to go to school way of thinking?
It's a wonderful question, and it's not an easy one to answer. I do think that things like this take an incredible amount of time to work through, but I also don't think that schools have devoted the systematic attention to rebuilding both the relationships and the social and emotional skills that students are going to need to be successful. If students are going right back to school and all we're saying is you're behind academically and we need you to catch up, they're going to get more anxious. We need to start with, let's learn how to learn again. Let's learn how to be at school again. Let's be comfortable when we are struggling with something hard academically, just sitting through that and working through it. We need to practice those skills before we really jump back into academics. And I think we've missed the boat on that.
All right. Well, I have a feeling this is going to be a topic for quite some time to come, unfortunately.
It will.
Katie, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bob, stay out of the outdoors because the pollen will get you.
Yes, sir. I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.